ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging that his country's forces carried out an unintended strike that left seven World Central Kitchen workers dead. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
In the wake of the deaths, the food charity suspended operations in the region. Israel's top military spokesman, Daniel Hagari.
We will get to the bottom of this and we will share our findings transparently.
Among the aid workers killed, an American and an Australian. Prime Minister Albanese demanding
full accountability for this, because this is a tragedy that should never have occurred.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A 12-year-old boy opening fire on his classmates in southern Finland. One of them was killed, two others wounded. The suspect arrested outside Helsinki after the school shooting. Donald Trump has posted the $175 million bond needed to appeal his New York civil fraud case. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day in Wisconsin. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot today. One question asks about banning private donations for election operations. The other seeks to define who can work on elections. The polls are open until 8 tonight. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Spokesperson Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront election integrity is a priority.
We have a great new partnership now with the Republican National Committee, great leadership there that will be focusing on election integrity. It's an incredibly important issue.
President Biden campaigns in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Among the many questions on the ballots in Wisconsin today will be a referendum to renovate the Vaughn Public Library in Ashland. The city council had previously approved $4.3 million in bonds to improve the building. Residents then petitioned the city council to make the decision a referendum because of the property tax implications the project could have. Construction would begin in 2025 if the referendum is passed, and if it fails, each renovation project will have to be done individually. An Almena man has entered a guilty plea after being charged with possession of child pornography. According to Barron County court records, 56-year-old Charles Lambert was accused of possessing hundreds of images of child pornography on his phone, depicting victims as young as 12 and 13 years old. He was arrested after authorities confirmed his phone number was the same as a phone number that had been given in a cyber tip. After entering the guilty plea, Lambert is now scheduled to be sentenced on July 9th. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' home opener today, Milwaukee's new right-hand pitcher Jacob Junis against the Twins' Louis Varland, baseball analyst Tim Dillard on the new Brewers' manager Pat Murphy after sweeping the Mets.
I really loved what Pat Murphy said after the game. And they said, what do you think about the Twins? How are you preparing? Murphy takes about 30 seconds to talk about his family. And I know that doesn't seem like a big deal, but what that does is says, listen, we're going to focus on the team that's coming in, or we're going to play when the time is right. We're not going to sit there and look too far in the future. He's a very moment-to-moment type of manager, and that kind of keeps players loose.
How do the players feel about Pat Murphy? Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a pretty good spot. I mean, the whole spring training, he was always, you know, just being confident and just being a good manager, you know, being there for the guys. And I think, you know, I think this was a pretty good series to start the year for him.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you. It is going to be cloudy today with scattered light rain and snow showers likely. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, light rain and snow, our low down to 30, some minor accumulation. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, very windy with scattered light snow and a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome author Stacey Ryan and filmmaker Nathan Demming. Great show. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I'm disappointed in you, man. Why didn't you correct me yesterday when I made the statement, the winter is over?
I was just hopeful.
I didn't look at the weather, and I made the statement yesterday.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow tonight.
I said it's over. Huh? You know, I had brought my – oh, by the way, if you're just noticing that Sandy Williams – my co-host on Tuesdays and Fridays. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. The daffodils I've got in the yard are quivering with fear. They're soon to be covered with snow.
You know, I several weeks back, maybe a month ago, it's show you how crazy I was thinking, I ran all the gas out of my snowblower. And the oil.
Well, it'll all melt. You shouldn't expend any energy getting rid of the snow.
No, I know, but we had that 8 inches of snow a while back. And so I had to go back and put oil and gas back in the snowblower. And then over the weekend, I was saying, well, it's time for me to run the gas out of the snowblower and the oil again.
You should stop doing that. You clearly are causing some weather disturbances.
And I guess because it says April 2nd now.
Mm-hmm.
They said if we can get through this week, it'll be smooth sailing. Normally we're at 50, Sandy.
And March Madness isn't usually covered with snow.
No. It's usually 50 degrees now. So they said if we get through this week, it looks like 50 and better for the foreseeable future.
I mentioned March Madness for a reason. Last night's Women's March Madness, huh?
So I've been watching, as I said, I think about almost 2 weeks ago, I started watching women's basketball 2 weeks ago. And I watched the game. And man, I haven't stopped watching women's basketball since. Something about that women's game, Sandy, that really the energy, the excitement, of the women's game. Have you been watching women's basketball prior to Caitlin?
No, I didn't. But I did watch last night. I watched one game. I watched the LSU-Iowa game. And, wow, it was like watching Steph Curry. Caitlin Clark, she can put the ball. It's unbelievable.
Well, there's no question she's a once-in-a-generation talent. And her... It's not just her shooting ability. It's the whole package.
Yeah.
Her vision, her ball control. You know, you look at her and you say, she probably could play in the men's game.
Well, I will say this. I do think that there's a long distance between the two games in terms of the speed of play, physicality,
athletic ability.
It looked actually, I think the women's game looks a lot more like the men's game did in the 50s and 60s. The big player has a much more dominant role to play in the women's game. You could see that with the LSU team. They were hard pressed to play well when they lost their big center they have. So it was fun to watch, and she was shooting from distances that were really unbelievable.
Well, as I said before, she's not just a great shooter; she is a complete player. There are a lot of great shooters, but there are very few complete players. And the greatest attribute I could give to her, she's a complete player.
Yeah. She had a bunch of rebounds, bunch of assists. She had great passing skills.
She totally controls the game. And, I fell asleep on the second game last night, which Calvin.
UConn won.
UConn. USC.
UConn won, and they're going to play Iowa.
They beat USC.
Yeah.
So let's be honest. Clark is a great player, but she's got some great pieces around her as well. Those other players that she has with her, they're role players, but they can play. One scored 21, one scored 16. She has, great role players around her. When they spread the court, and it reminds me of the Bucks. They put people in the corners, two people in both corners, and the other two on the wings. And if you want to try to shut down Caitlin Clark, she's smart enough and accurate enough to draw the people to her and then make pinpoint passes to the other guys who have to be able to hit the shots.
Yeah. Her name was Martin, I think. She was terrific as well.
Yeah, they're two. One of them scored 16, one scored 21.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty doggone good support, right? If you can get that kind of support from the other players.
I did notice that I don't know why it would be the case, but they don't substitute very much. They're very, I would guess there were only 7 or 8 Iowa players that had any minutes at all.
Well, I just started watching this 2 weeks ago, but my passion for watching them play and watching Caitlin Clark play, it's something where you've got to see it, right? I kind of made sure that yesterday I was going to be home to make sure I watch. I can't say I ever said that about a women's basketball game, right? Yeah. And when they're filling up stadiums, Sandy, with 17,000 people, the WNBA can barely get 3,000. But here's college getting 17,000. And it's not just in Iowa. It's across spectrum.
I would guess that Caitlin Clark's NIL financial value is greater in college than her value will be in the women's NBA.
Well, Sandy, I said this before. The NBA players, WNBA players, don't make much money.
Right.
And so, it's shameful because they're very talented as well. But if you can't get people to come to the games, you can't pay, right? In college, they're packing the stadiums, 16,000, 17,000 seats, just like the pros with women's.
Actually, the other women's sport that really packs the house is volleyball.
I mean, volleyball. Yeah, volleyball.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, huge crowds for, like, Nebraska, Wisconsin. Those teams, women's teams, get big, big crowds.
Yeah, but you think about the money that's being made at the university level. They're not paying it out to salaries. In the NBA, all that money's being made, but they got to, pay out salaries. And that impacts and affects, I guess, the bottom line budget for what they're doing in the NBA, but to imagine the amount of money that the universities are making on women's basketball and even men's college basketball, they generally do pretty well, right?
Yeah, I think there's only a couple of money-making sports in college. Hockey can make money, basketball makes money, and football, and after that, it's the other way around. So the money gets spent in the athletic department on these other sports.
Well, Sandy, speaking of other sports, are you ready?
For what?
Man, tailgating. Let's go tailgating. The Brewers open today.
Oh, yeah. See, you'd have to remind me to know that.
Yeah, well, the Brewers open today, man.
But they are 3-0, I think, right? They've won their first three games. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. But tailgating, Sandy.
Mm.
You know, they're people are going to be there. I guarantee you.
I'm sure. I've never done any baseball tailgating, but I will say that the tailgating that goes on at Lambeau Field is extraordinary. That is, and there are plenty of people who go and tailgate at Lambeau Field with big TVs and never go to the stadium. They just tailgate.
Yeah, well, you know, cold weather, I guess you can deal with it a little bit better than rain and slush when you're tailgating, right? I mean, and that's kind of what people are going to face. But I guarantee you they're going to be there. Right? They're
sure.
going to be there.
Yeah.
Opening day. I mean, it's a tradition. Sometimes I knew guys who would skip work to go to opening day. You weren't ever one of them, huh?
I told you, I've never been to opening day. So I can say that I have never skipped work to do it. Never been.
So, Sandy, are you saying you're not a...
Not, yes.
Let's go quickly to John from Boaz. Hey, good morning to you, John. You going to opening day?
Well, I think they already had opening day, if I'm not mistaken.
Not in Milwaukee.
It was in New York, in the Mets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
okay.
He's not going. That's pretty clear.
No, I'm not going, but hold that thought once, Earl. I would like to back up a little bit and talk about women's sports.
Go ahead.
And I want to put in a real big plug for women's soccer in the future.
Oh, it's
they can get out there and kick the ball around just like a man, but they have really a lot of fun.
John, we accept that. You know, women's college soccer has been a big sport, and it is even
well.
Today.
And actually, in the Olympics, I would guess that the viewership of the women's Olympic soccer is more than the men's in the United States. I think that I think most Americans can name a couple of the women on the U.S. national women's team, and I suspect they can't name a single man.
Well, I was going to say something, but my mind told me to hold my thunder, hold my powder.
Oh.
Because
discretion was the better part of valor?
It really was.
Okay.
I was going to mention something about volleyball, but... I think, you know.
No.
Probably not.
Like beach volleyball. Don't go there.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. Did we already go there?
I think I stepped in that hole.
It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams, and we're ready to tear the lid off of it. 844-967-2789. We'll return.
Right on. Right on.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for matinee on air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils, fully
blooded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. My, my, my Delilah. Why?
You like Tom Jones.
So, you know, Tom Jones is a, without question, one of the greatest singers, you know, that ever sang.
Yeah, yeah, well, I think so.
Whether you like him or not, his music, his, you know, his talent is unquestionable. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with Sandy Williams. And, you know, Sandy, I'm going to finish this up quickly. But Brewers beat kickoff the season in Milwaukee today. And, you know, we've got Calvin, look up the different radio stations that the Brewers will be appearing on at Civic Media. So we want to make sure that people understand that we have the Brewers here at Civic Media, you know, and, you know, if you need somewhere to listen to it, Calvin will make sure that you get those. I thought that was him. That's Larry Heisel. Right? Is that Larry Heisel? Hey, Larry Heisel, the one and only Larry Heisel. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Mr. Ingram. I'm going to have to do something going to get me in trouble. Tomorrow, I'm coming down to the radio station. I'm going to tie up Sandy, talk to him for 10 consecutive hours about baseball until he agrees to buy a season ticket. Just kidding. Just kidding, Sandy.
I'm gonna keep my eye out for you.
I apologize.
For those of you who don't know the man on the phone, none other than one of the greatest men that I know, and human beings.
And one of the greatest Brewers. Actually, I was going to Brewers game when Larry was playing. I wasn't as disaffected.
And Hall of Famer Larry Heisel. Good morning to you, Mr. Heisel. It's good to know that you are listening.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Matter of fact, I just left the ballpark, had some work to do, heading over to a school, drop off some homework to some of the kids I work with, was listening to it, listening to your radio station, and said I had to call in. You men do an outstanding job, outstanding.
Well, you know, Larry, you and I go way back, and your commitment to volunteerism is unmatched anywhere, and that's how you and I got to meet one another many years ago, and it's good to know. I know you're still at it. You don't, you know, that's who you are. So, you know, what do you think of the Brewers, you know, the new direction that they've gone in, Larry? All these younger players, you know, they've basically rebuilt, right?
They have. Everything from managers, like you mentioned, new players. And it will be interesting. You know, Earl, professional sports, be it football, basketball, or baseball, talent is not the most important factor. It's great now. It's great to have talent. But the ability to work together, to sacrifice yourself, to give another person a chance to do well, to come motivated day in and day out, giving 100% effort is key. And I've played against teams with a lot less talent, but had a will and a determination to do everything conceivably possible to win. And it's difficult. Now, Earl, I tell the kids when I'm working with them that you have to develop a mindset, because the first thing I learned in professional sports, the most difficult challenge you'll ever receive is to compete against a professional player that believes he's won the game before it begins. And no truer words have ever been spoken.
You know, Larry, Sandy is a coach. I'm a coach. And so, you know, Sandy, coaching, you know, Larry, and hearing Larry, your thoughts.
Well, absolutely. To me, attitude and effort are far more important than innate ability, because a lot of innate ability just sleeps. And you have to wake it up, and it requires drive, initiative, discipline. Those are the talents, really. And the rest of it comes with repetition and effort. And it's the people who can combine their innate talent with all the rest of it that get great, okay? And then you can look at the facts about it. You know, you look at the players who were great, Wayne Gretzky in hockey, the various ones, they all worked so hard. So they brought greatness, but they doubled down on it with effort. And so, you know, if you give it effort, discipline, and drive, you're going to succeed.
Hey Larry, can you leave your phone number with Calvin? Because I want to bring you in. And let's talk about where the Brewers are headed this year. But outside of that, Larry, you have been now. I remember when you came to the Brewers from Minnesota, and you made Wisconsin your home. Why?
You know, Earl, my wife and I, she's from Philadelphia. I'm from a small city in the southern part of Ohio. She didn't want to live in Philadelphia, nor did she want to live in the small city I was born and raised in. So we were looking for a city to call home. And I remember telling her that when I played in Milwaukee and would travel around, rent a car, I said it was the type of city that I know that we could enjoy. And when I became a free agent, I'll never forget, Mr. Selig invited my family and I to Milwaukee for about 4 or 5 trips, and we rented a car and drove around. There were some people that I knew that my wife talked to, and we decided then that Milwaukee would be our home, and I love it. Wouldn't pick another city.
By the way, how's your son doing?
Oh, he's doing great. You know, Earl, his son, my little grandson, just came home, a freshman in school.
Wow.
That I told him I'm not going to speak to him for 8 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, 55 minutes, and 32 seconds for something he did. Earl, the young man has his picture and name on a T-shirt, a coffee mug, coffee. He is advertising for a company. And just jokingly, I've never been prouder of anything in my life than my little grandson. I have a granddaughter who works.
Is he a baseball player?
He received the baseball scholarship, Earl, to a college, and first grading period was on the dean's list. He's taken physics and Latin culture. I mean,
yeah.
Challenging. But, you know, Earl, he works, and I've tried to instill that in me and all my kids.
Hey, Larry.
That attitude's the key.
Hey, Larry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We have to let you go, but I got your phone. Leave your number with Calvin, and we'll reconnect.
Please.
That is the Brewer Hall of Famer, none other than Mr. Larry Heisel. 844-967-2789. It's Tuesday. That means Sandy Williams and Earl Ingram.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allball Show. Next stop on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour with Todd and Trick V is UW Lacrosse. Join us on Tuesday, noon to 2.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northeast Wisconsin is getting socked with a big spring snowstorm. Parts of eastern Wisconsin can expect anywhere from 8 inches to up to 2 feet of snow the further north you go. Wind gusts are hitting up to 50 miles an hour. Driving gets more difficult the later it gets. People with travel plans should watch conditions closely. About 95% of many non-organic fruits, vegetables, and leafy greens contain detectable levels of pesticides. That's according to the 2024 Dirty Dozen Shopper's Guide. Experts say labels don't always tell the whole story.
Even if the amount of pesticides are within legal limits on these produce, it doesn't mean it's safe for everyone, particularly susceptible populations like children.
Dr. Alexa Friedman is with the Environmental Working Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. It's an election day in Wisconsin with both primary political races and a great deal of school referendum questions on the ballot. A number of schools in northwest Wisconsin have proposed operational referendums going forward. School officials have cited things like declining enrollment, rising costs, and more often than not, the expiration of COVID-19 era funding for the budget issues many schools are facing. As the vote counting unfolds, you'll be able to hear results from your local elections right here throughout the night. A cargo ship that got stuck at a Superior dock required an assist from another ship to get free. According to a Fox 21 report, a ship called the Burns Harbor found itself stuck at BNSF Railway Dock 5 in Superior after fueling up and loading its hull. Officials say the cause of the unusual traffic jam is still unknown, but it could be due to something like lower water levels, sediment buildup, or that the ship was just carrying too much weight. The ship unloaded some of its cargo onto another ship and was then able to depart. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire, cleaned up at the box office over the weekend, raking in $80 million on almost 4,000 screens and $194 million worldwide. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire took second place with almost $16 million. The new Liam Neeson film In the Land of Saints and Sinners underwhelmed at the domestic box office, taking in a little over $1 million on 900 screens. People magazine did cartwheels over Khloe Kardashian and her family's Easter photos. She's one of the Kardashians who is not Kim or Kendall. Kardashian posted photos with her own two kids, Tatum and True, and nieces Dream and Chicago. I know what you're thinking. Are those serious names, or are they trying to outweird the Zappas? When I read People's headline that said Khloe Kardashian shared wholesome family photos, I thought, why would she share pics of someone else's family? But nope, they're actual Kardashians. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered light rain and snow showers likely. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, light rain and snow, our low down to 30, some minor accumulation. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, very windy with scattered light snow and a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Calvin, do we know the Brewer, our stations that'll be having
Yeah,
the
you can
on?
Turn into the Brewers across Civic Media at WRCE in Richland Center, 1450 AM. WRJN Racine, 1400 AM. WISS in Oshkosh, 1100 AM. As well as WCQM in Park Falls, 98.3 FM.
All right, so all the Brewer games will be carried on those Civic Media outlets. Make sure you write them down when you're, you know, trying to determine where you can hear the Brewers. But Sandy, I wanted to get to this. Trump media auditor raises doubts about Truth Social's future in new filings. There's a whole lot of conversation about Donald Trump is going to pick up $3 billion.
Well, you know, but the first day after the issuance of these stock, it was up to $6 billion, and now it's down to $4 billion. So Truth Social is the social media company. It's a copy of Twitter, essentially, but it's much smaller. And it turns out that in spite of what Donald Trump said the day before the stock was issued, Donald Trump issued a statement saying that Truth Social was hot, that it was really doing well, et cetera. But it turns out that at that very same time, there had already been an audit of Truth Social. And on Monday, the audit of Truth Social was issued to the public, and the audit said that it was essentially insolvent, that it was having trouble, that it couldn't pay its bills, that it had made but $4.5 million, that it had lost $39 million in the prior year. And so if people look at Truth Social as an investment instead of looking at it as something that they might want to invest in because Donald Trump owns it, it would be worth nothing. It would be worth a multiple of a very small number. It would be worth maybe $30 million, not billions of dollars. And I think the public is going to, they're picking up this stone, they're looking under it, and actually, usually investor money is hard money that's made with a sterile kind of judgment. And this was a very unusual transaction. It was a special purpose acquisition company that merged with Truth Social. The special purpose acquisition company goes out to the public, raises money without telling them what they're going to raise the money for. Then they turn around and invest it in something that's supposed to be a sound investment. And instead of doing that, this SPAC, this SPAC, invested in Truth Social. I think there's going to be a bunch of legal fallout at the end of the day about this.
So 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join our conversation. So, Sandy, this is USA Today. Trump Media, the company behind the social media platform Truth Social, went public last week after merging with a shell company, Digital World Acquisition.
That's the so-called SPAC.
Right.
Yeah.
The stock's price has been volatile since then, shooting up as high as $79.38 on its first day of trading. And then yesterday, before the closing bell, it was below $50. So help me understand. Help us understand. If you bought it at $79, and a day later, it's under $50, you're already in.
Well, you haven't sold it maybe yet, but whatever you thought you had, you don't have as much. You know, you've just lost a third of the value, and I predict that it'll go down more because investor. You know, I'm not sure that many investors want to carry out a political process of contributing to Donald Trump. And that's all that they would be doing at this stage of the game, because Truth Social has no evidence of having actual commercial vitality. It's a loser.
So you said, and this is again, Trump Media made about $4 million in revenue and lost more than $58 million in 2023 on Truth Social.
Yeah.
So Sandy, who in their right mind? That's just like opening the door and throwing your money out there, isn't it?
Well, it is, unless you think somehow that the future is going to be different than the past. And the problem is that these kind of sites tend to take off quickly, you know, and Truth Social has had, you know, the wind at its back, if it could have the wind at its back with Donald Trump. It's only all about Donald Trump.
Right.
It's not going to get more valuable. I think that this is another case. This is Trump steak. This is Trump University. This is the various Trump escapades into entrepreneurship that have failed.
So it's as valuable right now as it'll ever be. So if he loses the presidency and you bought into Truth Social, is it safe to say that is going to just be going down? The only hope he has with Truth Social is he becomes the president.
Well, that would only be the case if the value of Truth Social goes up because he's the president. So maybe it will. Right now, there's kind of a mystery as to who it is that was willing to sink so much money into this digital SPAC, this corporation that was the SPAC, because I don't know the extent to which the public was aware that this SPAC was going to spend its money on a merger with Truth Social. With Trump Media. But, in the long run, the financial community's pretty smart, and their money follows good ideas, and their money turns its back on bad ideas and bad business models.
So Truth Social had about 5 million desktop and mobile visitors in February, according to data and an analytics company. Facebook has about 3 billion monthly active users. So that's kind of what he's up against.
Well, 5 million, like I said, 5 million is a tiny, tiny audience. And that's the problem, and that's why it doesn't have value.
Trump's media also notes in its filing that the company may be subject to greater risk than typical social media platforms because of former President Donald Trump's involvement. The company highlighted potential harassment of advertisers and hacking as potential risks. So, Sandy, he's counted on, and we've heard, that the money he was going to receive, they said up to $3 billion for people buying into it. That may not come to fruition, right?
Well, the only money that he'll get from this will be the value that his stock holdings have at the time that he's able to sell the stock. And he's an insider, and so there are all kinds of restrictions on publicly traded companies with respect to the ability of insiders. But most experts look at this and say that essentially Donald Trump will have a six-month holding period. He'll have to hold his stock for 6 months before he sells it. So the amount of money that he can get from this will be only the money that represents the value of this corporation 6 months from now. And have to understand that the value will be further deflated by if he tries to sell it, because he's the owner of a significant percentage of the company. And so when you try to sell a significant percentage of the shares outstanding, the shares go down even more. So my prediction is that Donald Trump will never see anything like $3 billion out of Truth Social.
So let me ask a stupid question. Does he have a board of directors?
Yes.
He has to have a board of directors.
For a public company, okay, there has to be a board of directors.
So do you think he's following guidelines of what the board of directors say?
Well, I'm confident that...
Or does he have to by law?
Well, he personally, the corporation will be following. This document that you just read from was something that was produced by his corporation, Trump Media, and the reason it was is because the Security Exchange Commission rules and regulations would require that they put out such a disclosure.
You mean the valuation of
Well, this disclosure of the audit and then all the downside that they disclosed was done because the law requires it. So I presume that Donald doesn't want to go to prison for SEC violations, and that he will be following the requirements of the SEC. And this is kind of proof of it. They've already issued something that's very much against his personal interest, because it's basically telling the world, hey, you know what? We lost a lot of money, and we don't make much money.
So let me ask you, the people who got into this and who put the money up to even start Truth Social, it wasn't all Donald Trump, right?
No, it wasn't. He lent his name and brand, and he got some investors. But starting up Truth Social wasn't very expensive. It's not expensive necessarily to start up this kind of a company. I have a bigger question about all the investors in this special purpose acquisition corporation, because they invested in a corporation which didn't tell them what they were going to invest in. It simply said, we're going to do some smart things with your money, and we're smart people, and so you ought to put money into our coffers because we're so smart, we're going to make money for you. And on that promise, that's how SPACs get funded. And then the SPAC turns around and is supposed to buy a corporation that's a great investment for its investors. And who did this SPAC turn around and buy? Truth Social.
Well, it's down 21% as of this past Monday. And there aren't going to be signs saying it's going to all of a sudden turn. So most of the people who purchased the stock, it's safe to say they're MAGA.
I don't know. I don't know what it's safe to say.
Oh, okay.
But it could well be. But the stock was issued. It came out and it went up in price. It was, I think, it came out at 50. It went up to 71. It's now below 50 again. And my prediction is that unless people simply buy it out of some kind of enthusiasm, some sort of cult enthusiasm for Donald Trump, that this price will deflate way down, a fraction of 50.
So who determines the value of it to begin with?
Oh, well, at the beginning, it's determined by the underwriting firm that issues the stock. And they want to set the price at something that they can be certain the market will clear it with. And so the market did buy it up at 50, and that drove the price up. And that's normally what happens at the time of the initial stock. Now, this was a merger. This wasn't a stock issuance. So what happened was the SPAC stock was publicly traded. It merged with Trump Media. And after the merger, the value of the company went up.
Right.
And now it's gone down.
Well, it clearly is something that for a short period of time, it looked as if it was going to be a lifeline. When they were talking and saying $3 billion, Trump was going to wind up with this magical $3 billion, and seems like that was a pipe dream.
I think it was a pipe dream.
All right, 844-967-2789. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you. 844-967-2789. You know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Pledge of Allegiance and the Constitution and all those things on the Earl Ingram Show.
Remain the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Say it with me. The Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All the world over.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy. So, Sandy, why wouldn't you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Parents teach kids patriotic values. Parents, you hold the keys. Only you can enforce homework, bedtime, use of technology, and other disciplines that will make your kids the people you hope them to be. Sandy, there's something going on in the country that we're trying to take away individual rights of people. If you choose not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, that used to be your decision.
Well, I think there are some religions, in fact, that wouldn't permit that, okay? I can remember back in the day, I don't know if it's, I can't tell you which ones. I think Quaker, I think Jehovah's Witness. I'm not sure which. But I think that all of this is part of essentially a process which we used to call when we as young children were growing up and they would point at the Soviet Union and say, look at the horrible things they do there. Some of it was the kind of brainwashing that would be involved with recitation for instance, something like whatever the Soviet version of the Pledge of Allegiance was. Now, when we were growing up as kids, I think we did say the Pledge of Allegiance in school.
Yeah, we did.
Sometimes. I don't know if we said it every day. I don't think we did. I can remember when it was changed. I remember in 1954 when One Nation Under God was introduced under the Eisenhower administration as sort of an echo of the McCarthy years. Because, you know, people today think that the Pledge of Allegiance, number one, is an ancient, you know, founding fathers kind of a thing. It isn't. It was created in the memory of some living people today, number one. Number two, the words of it aren't sacrosanct. They were actually changed over time, and the under God wasn't part of the founding fathers' language at all. It was introduced in 1954. But I'm troubled by this notion of getting back to the recitation of things as being a required show of patriotism. It doesn't smack of It smacks of hypocrisy. My view is patriotism is done through deeds, okay? It's our action. It's what we do. It's not what we're forced to say.
Well, you know, Sandy, you hear people saying they're winning. You hear people use that verbiage. Somebody is winning in these types of situations. And I just think, man, how can you force people? You know, what is to be gained by forcing anybody to do what you think is what they should be doing, right? I mean, really, to be honest, who are you, right? Who are we as individuals that I should tell Sandy, your child is going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance because that's what I think he should do? That's what this is all about, Sandy. It's individuals taking on the authority in a free nation, that I should be the person making the decision for you. I mean, am I off base?
No. I mean, I absolutely. I think that the it's just surprising to me that conservatives, I always thought conservatism equated to libertarianism, which was all about avoiding the intrusion of government wherever it wasn't needed in terms of having an intrusion. And what's happening is just the opposite. The conservative movement seems to be pushing in the direction of government requirements or government restrictions. Government restrictions on individual liberties and government requirements that restrict individual liberties.
So, I mean, I get it. It makes you feel good. 844-967-2789 is the number. Love to hear your thoughts on it. I get it. The Pledge of Allegiance makes you feel good. And so as an individual, you have a right to that. But you don't have a right to force it on me. It's the same with religion. You have a right to follow your religious beliefs. Am I correct, Sandy?
Well, that's what our Constitution is all about. If, you know, the freedom of religion. If, you know, the right to believe or not to believe. The right to believe as you believe. That's what freedom of religion is. And unfortunately, that's being turned on its head. And now, you know, in fact, we have someone running for president who's selling a Bible, saying what's important is the Judeo-Christian heritage of our country. And holding a Bible, which is restricted in use. The Bible he held up is the Christian Bible, which includes a New Testament. So it isn't even the Bible that's followed by everybody who's Judeo-Christian. And there are plenty of other religions in the world, and other religions that are countenanced and believed in by American citizens.
You know, Sam, I think this is confusing the American people. This whole push that you are going to follow the path that we want you to follow is really confusing to people who believe in the nation, but they're having second thoughts based on the fact that people, where are they going to go next, right? It's always something else. We're going to push the envelope. If you let us get away with this, there'll be something else.
Well, you can see how that happened, that in the Roe v. Wade upset, you know, then we had the Alabama court that went all the way to in vitro fertilization, much to the horror of the Republicans who are now trying to backfill that because, you know, they unleashed the dog. They unleashed conservative thought, conservative religious-based thought into the law, and now we're seeing the fruits of that.
Yeah, it is just, you know, unconscionable to me that we've gotten to this point. And we're not done there, Sandy. And that's, to me, the worst part about all of this is, where will it end? And if you got a guy like Donald Trump and, you know, and he's fueling the fire and people are willing to just go along just to get along and not push back, is the inherent danger in all of it.
Well, that's why the ACLU is such an important organization. And why the Constitution is written as it is, requiring, you know, absolute freedom of religion, absolute freedom of speech, because it was recognized by the founders and it's recognized today that it's a slippery slope. Once you intrude government into the process of religion, for instance, and making choices, you've started a slide down a slippery slope that is very dangerous.
All right, 844-967-2789. Is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Wednesday on Up North News Radio, we have our weekly climate check, a conversation about the ways we can do better by our climate and grow the jobs of the future.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on. but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The aid group World Central Kitchen is pausing aid deliveries to Gaza after seven of its workers